episode 121 of the Vegan Business Tribe podcast with myself, David Pennell. And Vegan Business Tribe is here to support you and to inspire you, not just to build a vegan business, but to build a successful vegan business. And you can listen along on Spotify, on Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. There is no judgment here. Or you can also watch the video version on YouTube too. And thank you as always to our amazing sponsors who are Vegan Accountants, Mindful Wealth, The Vegan Publisher, and Mad Promotions. And what's been going on at Vegan Business Tribe recently? Well, so much, to be honest. We've been going to as many vegan events and fairs that we can support, just so that we can get to see so many vegan businesses and support them and spend a little bit of money with them if we can as well. And as a result of doing that, our one-year-old daughter, Arwen, she is becoming something of a mini celebrity on the vegan event circuit. And honestly, people are far more excited about meeting our daughter Arwen than they are about meeting me. And we've also just booked in for our first vegan event in Scotland. So if you can get to the Scotland Vegan Festival in Paisley, just outside of Glasgow, on the 6th of July, then please do come and find our stall and have a chat. And I can also confirm that, again, we're going to be at Vegan Camp Out this year. And that's on the 26th to the 29th of July, which is the biggest vegan event in the UK. Vegan Campout, it usually has in attendance about 12,000 vegans all in a field over 3 days, with some superstar vegan celebrities on stage as well, as well as more than 60 vegan food stalls to pick from. So if you can get to it, then it's definitely not one to miss out. And as always, we'll be organising a Vegan Business Tribe meetup at Vegan Campout. So if you are a Vegan Business Tribe member, or just a listener to this podcast, or even just a fan of what we do, if you're looking at me now or listening to me on the podcast, then I want to meet you. You know, come along and meet other like-minded people who are on the same vegan business journey as you. So we'll be announcing the time and place of that meetup at Vegan Campout a little bit closer to the event. So make sure that you are signed up to our mailing list over on veganbusinesstribe.com if you'd like to be there too. What else has been going on? Well, we've also just launched our new mentoring tier of Vegan Business Tribe membership, and we've got our first 5 members signed up, meaning they get extra access to me on a one-to-one Zoom call each month, plus throughout the month support with that direct messaging on WhatsApp or text as well. And our mentorship tier, it's for people who need extra ongoing support and be able to send me a message any time of a day or ask a question. So if you think that your business would benefit from having me sat in your DMs to give you that extra help and support, then go check out the sign up page on Vegan Business Tribe and that'll give you all the details. Or just drop me an email on hello@veganbusinesstribe.com and we can have a chat there too. Okay, so let's get started on this week's topic, because this week I want to talk about something that I've only recently fully started to appreciate in business myself, and it's what I'm going to call the ripple effect. Because if you talk to any business owner, they're going to tell you that running a business, it's hard. It's possibly the hardest way for you to earn money. You're often faced with doubts. There will be lots of times when you're thinking about quitting. And sometimes it's just really hard to feel like you're having any kind of impact on moving forward. You know, your social media interaction, it feels like it's plateaued. You're not getting a response to your email campaigns. Those inquiries, they just haven't started dropping in on their own yet. And it's easy to think, what's the point in all this? Because I'm not really making any progress here. But that's because some progress, it's really hard to measure. And you won't realise the impact that you're having until maybe even a number of years later. So let me give you an example. And I might have told this story before on the podcast, but let me tell you about somebody that I know called John Arwen. And John, he was a heroin and crack cocaine addict for 12 years. He abused his body to the point where he had 3 heart attacks and he contracted hepatitis. He was stabbed, he was shot, and he served 9 different prison convictions during that time. And it was only finally being shot that finally shocked him out of that lifestyle and addiction. And he moved to a small holding where he raised his own animals for slaughter. Now, I know what you're thinking. This doesn't sound like somebody that I'd hang about with. And if you meet John Arwen, then he's 6 foot tall, he's got a shaved head, he's covered in tattoos. But John, he had such an impact on mine and my wife Lisa's life that we named our daughter Arwen after him. And that's because it was while John was raising his own farmed animals that he made the connection between the innocent animal and the food on your plate. He became vegan overnight, and having that revelation, he vowed to dedicate the rest of his life to becoming an advocate for the animals and to make amends for his life so far. If you are looking to get your business in the news or on the radio or interviewed on TV, then no one's going to get your company noticed like Karen Ridgers and her team at Mad Promotions. And Karen, she's been at the forefront of the vegan media scene for the last 20 years. And Mad Promotions, they're also our media partners at Vegan Business Tribe. So if you've read about us in Plant-Based News or in Vegconomist, then that's probably because Karen got that story there. So if you are an ethical company or entrepreneur that wants more media coverage, and if you're a company that is looking to make a difference, then that's literally what Mad Promotion stands for. Karen, she's worked with Big January, VegFest, and all the other big names. So go find out more at mad-promotions.com. Did you know that in the UK alone, there is currently around £3 trillion invested in pensions? And much of that money, it's helping to fund harmful industries like tobacco, fossil fuels, gambling, and animal agriculture. So if instead you want to put your money where your heart is, then Jay Street is the founder of Mindful Wealth, our UK-based independent and vegan financial advisor here at Vegan Business Tribe. And because they are truly independent, they're not restricted to any specific investment range, so they can find the best option that works for you both financially and ethically. Although do note that the value of your investments, it can go down as well as up. But you don't need to have a lot of money invested to make a difference. If you want to talk about your financial planning, whether you're just starting your journey or you need a little guidance on how to create and maintain good habits, then book a free discovery call with Jay by heading to mindfulwealth.uk. And John, he is now a vegan activist, author, and very powerful speaker. One interview that he's done with Lad Bible, that got over 3.5 million views on YouTube. So John, he's got this really powerful story. But why am I telling you all this? Well, Lisa and I, we first met John at our local vegan fair, and that year, John, he spoke at 55 events in 52 weeks up and down the country, mostly unpaid. Sometimes he'd find himself just speaking to a room full of 1 or 2 people. And other times, he'd have a full room of people turning up to hear him talk. But the title of his talk that year, it was Why Being Vegan Isn't Enough. And Lisa and I, We'd only been vegan ourselves, maybe for a year at that point. And we sat and we listened to John tell us his personal story and explain why, if you want to end animal cruelty, then just going vegan yourself isn't enough. You have to become an advocate. You have to convince others to become vegan too, using whatever skills you have. John's skill is talking. He's a really powerful communicator. But your skill, it might be art, or it might be video making, or it might be finance and accounts, whatever your skill is, you have to use the skills that you've already got to move the vegan cause forwards. And that was what John was talking about that day. And his words hit us so hard that day. You know, we were sat there quite smug, thinking that, you know, we'd done our bit by turning vegan. But it made Lisa and I realise that we were only at the start of our journey. And we went and we shut down our marketing agency and we changed direction. And 4 years on, with 120 podcasts and hundreds of members around the world, here we are today as Vegan Business Tribe. And we wouldn't have done that without hearing John's talk that day. But the punchline to this story is that John, he didn't actually know that he'd made that happen. We were just two faces sat at the back of the room one weekend in the seaside town of Scarborough on the Yorkshire coast. It wasn't until probably about a year afterwards when we met John again that I told him that it was his talk that inspired us to launch Vegan Business Tribe. Now, John, he's now a good friend of mine. And as I said, we actually named our daughter Arwen after him. And appropriately, that word Arwen, that actually means inspiration. And I've never known a more passionate and compassionate person than the man John is now. But he had no idea about the ripple that he created that day. To him, that day at the Scarborough Vegan Fair, that would have been fairly forgettable, I reckon, because there wasn't a huge amount of people sat in his session that day. He didn't have a book to sell, and he could have easily driven back that day, driven home, thinking that it was a waste of his time being there. But without John, we wouldn't be here today as Vegan Business Tribe doing all the good work that we're doing. Now, I've told that story a number of times without fully realising the lesson of it myself. You will never know what impact you are having. You will never be able to monitor who your business is having an impact on. So maybe your YouTube video only got 20 views, but what impact did it have on those 20 people? Maybe you gave a talk at an event and only a handful of people were there in the audience. But what did those handful of people go on to do with your information? We are just one example. But how many other ripples do you think that John has created in his time as an advocate that he never even knew about? And I'll give you another example as well. When somebody joins us at Vegan Business Tribe, I always like to have a one-to-one Zoom call with them just to welcome them to the tribe and find out what their business is and to see how we can help. But being a marketeer, it also allows me to find out how they first heard about us too and what it was that made them sign up. And if you're not yet a member of Vegan Business Tribe and you are listening to this and you've got either a vegan business or just an idea for one, then if you go to the website and sign up with us too, then we can have that chat as well, just to shoehorn a little plug in there. But one person who signed up with us, he's called Jason Rustage, and he runs a vegan food business called Gourmet Poke. So we were just talking about his business on this welcome call and the success that he's had so far. And I asked him, how did he get started? And he told me he'd come to a seminar that I'd given a year earlier, VegFest, about how to start a vegan business. He'd taken lots of notes and then he'd gone and quit his day job and he started his business using that advice and information that I'd given him that day. And just for a moment on that call, I was really taken aback because I remembered giving that talk, but I hadn't remembered him from the day. But he'd gone and done all of that on the back of that seminar that I'd given. And a year later, here he was with a successful vegan business and coming and signing up as a full member of Vegan Business Tribe. And I've had that happen to me a number of times now. Somebody who came to one of our events 12 months ago, or who has been following us online for a while without ever engaging with us, they come and join us as a new member at Vegan Business Tribe. And I've not known the positive impact that we've been having on their life or on their business until that point. Our reach as an organisation, it is much bigger than I realise. And when many of our members sign up, they will mention an event that they saw me speak at, or maybe saw a competition that we ran on LinkedIn a year ago, or maybe they had a conversation with me on a stand 6 months earlier, an event that I'd completely forgotten about. And I've learnt that these ripples, they accumulate over time. For example, I've got people mentioning that they first saw me at Vegan Campout 2 years ago, walking around with my big banner stand on my back. I had one person tell me that they'd kept one of our printed guides on their desk for over a year to keep them thinking about this idea of setting up a vegan business. Conversations that I'd long forgotten about, they end up paying dividends a long time later. And when I go to a vegan event, usually one or two people who I don't know, they'll tell me that they listen to this podcast or they follow us on social media, and it always makes my day because it's completely unexpected. I get the same doubts that you get, believe it or not. Podcasting and content creation, it can feel, well, it can be such a one-way conversation because you've got no idea who's taking notice. So, just as an aside, if you are that regular listener and we've never spoken, do drop me an email on hello@veganbusinesstribe.com just so I know who's out there. I just wanted to break off for a second to ask, are you just following this podcast without being a member of Vegan Business Tribe? Because if you are, then let me tell you, you are missing out on about 80% of everything that goes on at Vegan Business Tribe, including incredible resources and a vibrant community of like-minded vegan business owners from around the world. Because as a member of Vegan Business Tribe, you'll gain access to hundreds of hours of online courses and guides and masterclasses in our Vegan Business Academy to help you grow your vegan business. You'll also get to attend our regular online networking meetups where you can promote your business and just forge those connections with fellow vegan business owners just like you. Plus, if you need more direct advice and assistance, you can join us on a live business clinic, or you can post a question in our community hub where all our other members plus our vegan business experts are waiting to help you out. And the best part, it's just £18.99 a month. And at the same time, you'll also be supporting the work that we do to champion the vegan business scene around the world. And just to add that we've now also recently introduced one-to-one business coaching and mentoring with myself or one of our vegan business experts. And that's available to a select number of our members. So if you're really looking to take your vegan business to the next level, then we've got you. Don't just lurk on the sidelines. There is a whole community of vegan businesses who want to get to know you and support you. Just head to veganbusinesstribe.com. Click on that big join button on the homepage, and I cannot wait to connect with you and discuss your vegan business or your next big idea. But it's not just about not fully appreciating how many people you are reaching. It's also that you don't know who you are reaching either. I still remember my reaction when I first spoke to Seth Tibbett, who is the founder of Tofurky, one of the biggest vegan food brands in the USA. And he told me that he was on our mailing list and he reads our emails. Or when the founder of ProVeg, one of the largest organizations in the world who are looking to change the food system with offices in 10 countries, came over to say hello to me at a conference and tell me he was a fan of what we were doing at Vegan Business Tribe. Those are always just real wow moments. And my response is usually something like, how have you even heard of us? So you might feel that nobody is listening. You might feel that you're not having any impact, and likely you'll be wrong. Just by having a vegan business, you are influencing and impacting people every day. You are creating ripples, but sometimes you might not know what the impact is until possibly years later. It's not just about getting new customers, though. The ripple effect, it can also play a really important role in your professional development and in your career too. Think about how often you talk about your achievements to your wider network. How often do you post your wins and the work that you do on LinkedIn, for example? Do you regularly show everyone who's digitally connected with you how your business is growing and the good work that you are doing? Because just a prolonged activity, a prolonged period of doing that, it can really influence somebody's opinion of you. And if you're looking for a new role, then do you think somebody who's seen you smashing it at your current business every single day for the past 12 months is going to pass up the chance to talk to you when you're looking for your next role? When you come to talk to your first investor, don't you think that conversation is going to be a lot smoother and a lot better if they've already seen you posting about how well your brand is doing every week for the last couple of years? And this is something that you are completely in control of. The ripple effect. It doesn't have to be serendipitous. You will see some of the vegan food brand founders. They are absolutely brilliant at doing this. So go look up the LinkedIn profiles of Better Nature Tempeh co-founder Chris Kong or Joe Hill from One Planet Pizza and see how much good stuff they post almost every day about how their businesses are doing, the wins they have, and the setbacks they have to overcome too. Now, they don't know exactly who's seeing these posts, but it creates what Chris Kong calls a halo effect around them and the business too. So, how do we leverage the ripple effect for our own business? Well, the first thing you have to do is you have to create those ripples. You have to be visible. You have to get out there. And often that means getting out from behind your computer keyboard. So do trade shows, do events, go and meet people face to face. Go where your customers are and work out how to get into the same room as the movers and the shakers in your industry. Think, what can you do that's going to get yourself and your brand seen by hundreds of people, thousands of people? What can you do to get your business in the news on a regular basis, be that your local news station or your industry's trade magazine? And if you need help doing that, then we've got workshops on how to get your vegan business in the news in our Vegan Business Academy on the website. But the important thing to remember is that the key to the ripple effect is regularity and consistency. Remember what I said about John Arwen and how he spoke at something like 54 events in 52 weeks up and down the country. Sometimes he'd just have a couple of people in the room, and it didn't matter. Some ripples start small. I've taken a stall at an event where I didn't really feel that I'd best spent my time at the event that day, because it wasn't that many people there, or I didn't think I was talking to the right kind of folk. And then 6 months later, it turns out that's where a great new contact remembered first meeting me. But the second thing you need to do is then leverage that visibility. One way that a lot of our members here in the UK first learned about Vegan Business Tribe was because they spotted me out and about wearing the Vegan Business Tribe backpack banner stand. And if you've not seen me wearing this, then this is a regular backpack, but mounted to that backpack on the back is a pull-up banner. And it's about a meter tall, and I had it printed up with the Vegan Business Tribe branding on and our marketing message and our website. And I'll put this backpack on and I'll head out to a vegan event. And it acts like a magnet to anybody who's got a business or is thinking about starting one. So I just stand there having conversation after conversation with people about vegan business. But what I really hate when I'm wearing this backpack banner stand is when somebody manages to just nip behind me and take a photo of a banner on their phone and then run off again before I've had a chance to say hello to them. Because I know that that was somebody who is interested in some way in what we do, but I haven't managed to get that person into our funnel, into our ecosystem. Because that person might have taken a photo, but hoping for that person to get home after the event and then remember that they took that photo of something that interested them, and then hoping that they'll go onto our website, and then hoping that they'll at least sign up to our mailing list or even join our membership. Well, that is a lot of hoping, and hoping that's probably not going to happen.
Do you want to speak at more events? Do you want to get invited onto podcasts like this one? Well, it's far easier to do that if you can say that you have written a book. So let me tell you about The Vegan Publisher. Their founder, Mitali, she is a best-selling business author herself, and Mitali and her team, they will lead you through that entire process of becoming a published author, transforming you into the thought leader of your industry. And writing a book, it isn't just a great marketing activity to get you more clients. Trust me, being a published author, it will open up doors to opportunities that you never even knew existed. So even if you think you don't have the time to write a book, or even if you don't know what you might write a book about, go take a look at theveganpublisher.com to find out more. If you are a UK vegan business, wouldn't it be better to have an accountant that shares your ethics? Well, vegan accountants have got over 30 years of experience, and they're a vegan-founded company. And just to add, they're also our accountants at Vegan Business Tribe, because they just get us. They understand why we do what we do, and they make sure that we're doing it in the most tax-efficient way possible. Keith and his team, they've been massive supporters of our mission at Vegan Business Tribe. So if you are an established UK business with a growth mindset and you want an accountant that is going to help you grow and shares your mission as well as saves you tax, then just go to veganaccountants.co.uk to find out more. So instead, I want to take the details of anybody who's interested. So when I'm out and about with my banner on my back, I've also got a pocket full of postcards that I ask somebody to fill out with their details so that I can send them more information. And this way, I don't have to hope that they will take action, because I'm going to take that action for them. I'm getting their permission to put them on our VBT mailing list. And then they're going to get an email from me every week with really useful content for their business, while at the same time allowing us to start showing them the benefits of joining up with us at Vegan Business Tribe. I've captured their details, not just had a conversation with them and a touch point with them, and then they've entered our ecosystem. They've joined the top of the funnel to help push that ripple along. So, if you're speaking at an event, why not pass around a sign-in sheet around the audience asking for a name and an email address? If you've got a stand at a trade event, or if you've got a stall at your local vegan market, then make sure that you collect the email address of anybody who stops to talk to you or buys from you, so that you can make sure that that's not the end of your relationship with them. Because when you do this, that is when you change ripples into waves. So, just to finish us off, I know, and believe me, I do, I know that marketing and promotion, it can seem hard. It can seem like a real grind. It seems like your company is creating all this content and going to all these events and posting away on LinkedIn and social media, and nothing's really happening. But let me tell you, it's only now that I've been doing all that myself for Vegan Business Tribe for the past 4 years solid that I now truly feel the benefits of the ripple effect. I now go to an event and lots of people, they seem to know me and I've never met them before. And that makes any sales conversation that I'm having with those people a whole lot easier because of that familiarity and trust is already there. When I meet some great contacts who I know can help my business, they speak to me like I'm a close friend, even when it's the first time that we've spoken. Heck, I didn't even know that they were aware of who we are and what we do. So it might seem like you're slaving away, talking to nobody, but as long as you are creating those ripples, however small, over time, those ripples, they can turn into tsunamis. Okay, so let's have a bullet point roundup of what we've just covered about the ripple effect. Number one, sometimes it is really hard to feel like you're having any impact. There will be lots of times when you think about quitting, but that's because a lot of the progress that you are making and the impact that you are having, it's hard to measure. It won't be visible for some time to come. Two, remember our story about John Arwen. He didn't know that he'd inspired us to create Vegan Business Tribe until years later. In fact, if he'd have dropped out of a vegan scene, disheartened at how many people were turning up to some of his talks, he'd probably have never got to know at all. Three, ripples accumulate over time. An event that you did a year ago, or a trade show that you thought was a complete waste of time, that might have been the time that your dream new customer found out about you, but you didn't know until much later. Four, it's not just about how many people you are reaching as a business. It's about who you are reaching as a business. You might be surprised who's taking notice of your LinkedIn posts, or who's read about you in the news, or seen you at a trade show without you knowing who they were. Five, and some of those people, they may go on to have a key part in your business or your career future. If you're talking to your first investor and they are already familiar with the good work that you do, even if they have never interacted with you before, then that conversation, that's going to be a lot easier. Six, you have to create those ripples yourself. Be regular, be consistent, and be visible. And often, that means getting out from behind your computer keyboard. I'm sorry. 7. You need to leverage those ripples. If anybody is showing interest in what you do, then get them on your mailing list. Collect their details. Don't wait until they remember you and come back 12 months later. Get them into your funnel now to speed that process up. And 8, be patient. It's only 4 years in as a business that I'm now starting to realize the huge values of the ripples that we started, some of them several years ago. Over time, those ripples can turn into tsunamis. And that is it. So thank you for joining me on this one. And if you are indeed one of those ripples that we created at Vegan Business Tribe, please do get in touch. You can email me direct on hello@veganbusinesstribe.com. Or if you're not yet a member, please do go and sign up with our wonderful membership community on veganbusinesstribe.com, because not only will you get access to great support as a vegan business, we are also funded by our membership, meaning that we can continue to create those wonderful ripples within the vegan business community ourselves. And if you are watching the video version on YouTube, then please do give us a like and subscribe somewhere down there to our channel. It's just a very easy way to help us out. Or if you're listening to the audio version, then a like or a 5-star review, that is all hugely, massively appreciated too. And I will see you on the next one.